CD 5.
Who is this Fun?
No, Fun isn't anybody. Fun is what you have.
We are having Fun?
I thought I was, said his lordship uncertainly.
The voice by his ear was vaguely worrying him. It appeared to be arriving directly into his brain.
What is this Fun?
This is...
To kick vigorously is fun?
Well, part of the fun. Kick.
To hear loud music in hot rooms is fun?
Possibly.
How is this fun manifest?
Well, look, either you're having fun or you're not. You don't have to ask me, you just... No, all right. How did you get in here anyway? He added. Are you a friend of the patrician?
Let us say he puts business my way. I felt I ought to learn something of human pleasures.
Sounds like you've got a long way to go.
I know. Please excuse my lamentable ignorance. I wish only to learn. All these people, please. They are having fun?
Yes.
Then this is fun.
I'm glad we've got that sorted out. Mind the chair,
snapped Lord Rodley, who was now feeling very unfunny and unpleasantly sober. A voice behind him said quietly,
This is fun. To drink excessively is fun. We are having fun. He is having fun. This is some fun. What fun?
Behind Death, the patrician's small pet swamp dragon held on grimly to the bony hips and thought, Guards or no guards, next time we pass an open window, I'm going to run like buggery. Kaylee sat bolt upright in bed.
Don't move another step, she said. Guards?
We couldn't stop him,
said the first guard, poking his head shamefacedly round the doorpost.
He just pushed in, said the other guard from the other side of the doorway.
And the wizard said it was all right, and we were told everyone must listen to him, because...
All right, people could get murdered around here, said Kaylee testily,
and put the crossbow back on the bedside table without, unfortunately, operating the safety catch. There was a click, the thwack of sinew against metal, a zip of air, and a groan. The groan came from Cutwell. Mort spun round him.
Are you all right? He said. Did it hit you?
No, said the wizard weakly. No, it didn't. How do you feel?
A bit tired. Why?
Oh, nothing. Nothing. No drafts anywhere. No slight leaking feelings.
No, why?
Oh, nothing, nothing.
Cutwell turned and looked closely at the wall behind Mort.
Aren't the dead allowed any peace? Said Kaylee bitterly. I thought one thing you could be sure of when you were dead was a good night's sleep.
She looked as though she'd been crying. With an insight that surprised him, Mort realised that she knew this, and that it was making her even angrier than before.
That's not really fair, he said. I've come to help. Isn't that right, Cutwell?
Said
Cutwell, who had found the crossbow bolt buried in the plaster, and was looking at it with deep suspicion.
Oh, yes, he has. It won't work, though. Excuse me, has anyone got any string?
Help, snapped Kaylee.
Help? If it wasn't for you,
you'd still be dead, said Mort. She looked at him with her mouth open.
I wouldn't know about it, though, she said. That's the worst part.
I think you two had better go, said Cutwell to the guards, who were trying to appear inconspicuous.
But I'll have that spear, please.
Thank you.
Look, said Mort. I've got a horse outside. You'd be amazed. I can take you anywhere. You don't have to wait around here.
You don't know much about monarchy, do you?
Said Kaylee.
No.
She means better to be a dead queen in your own castle than a live commoner somewhere else,
said Cutwell, who had stuck the spear into the wall by the bolt and was trying to sight along it.
Wouldn't work anyway. The dome isn't centred on the palace. It's centred on her.
On who?
Said Kaylee. Her voice could have kept milk fresh for a month.
On Her Highness, said Cutwell, automatically squinting along the shaft.
Don't you forget it.
I won't forget it, but that's not the point, said the wizard.
He pulled the bolt out of the plaster and tested the point with his finger.